Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord, I thank the good Lord for his kindness, don't you?
Amen.
It's good to be saved this morning. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm just stirred up right now. I told a couple of men, I got up, I woke up this morning at 3 o'clock, and went and got a sip of water, and I went to lay back down, and I laid there for just a second, thought I was going to go back to sleep, and God come in the room.
Amen.
I laid there while I prayed, just rejoiced, and just lay there and was quiet and listened to his voice for a while, and next thing I know, I looked at the clock, Brother Todd, it's 5 o'clock, and I was wound up thinking I knew there ain't no way I'd go back to sleep.
Amen.
Boy, God is good.
Yeah.
He sure is. Lord, boy, I thank him this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me say this before I go any further. I believe the Lord wants me to say this. This month, Brother Hyde, at work on Sermon Audio this month. We've been on our 10 years.
Amen.
It's the 10th year anniversary. And God's used that and blessed that. And blessed the church and blessed people outside this church because of that. And there's many people I could say thank you. I thank Brother Wade and Brother Brent. I appreciate what they do. If they didn't give us good recordings to use, we wouldn't even be able to do it.
Right.
That's important. I appreciate the church. I appreciate the prayers and the support and the encouragement and the blessings and the kind words down through the years. We got about 100 different men on there, you know, and I appreciate every one of them preachers.
Yeah.
I really do, and letting us use them and put them on there, and it's been a great blessing, and no telling how many people will only know the fruit that God has brought through that when we get home. But I did want to say it. I thank the church for that. And I appreciate the privilege of just being able to have a part in that work that God's done now for 10 years. And I thank him for it. Amen.
Yes.
Turn your Bible to Job. The book of Job. Y'all pray for me. You know, I've been having a little bit of a vision problem, and I printed out some things here in real, real large print, so hopefully I can read it. If I can't read this, I'm really in trouble. Amen. But I trust the Lord to help us. Amen. I want to be a help to you this morning. Turn to Job 19. Book of Job, chapter 19. Amen. Brother Keith, would you pray for us and ask God to touch his word and help us this morning before I try to preach?
Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for this good day. Thank you for your mercies this week. Lord, this is another day. This is your time. I pray, Lord, that you, God, might manifest yourself. I pray, Lord, and we know that you will. Lord, you honor your word this day. Honor God in our hearts. I pray you help Brother Danny, God. Help him to see, God. Help him, God, to have the mind of God in his heart. God, what you spoke to his heart. Lord, he might deliver the word of God. And Lord, this morning, most importantly, I pray the word of God will go beyond his voice, Lord, and your voice, God, in our heart.
Please,
Lord. We might, God, receive that you have for us this day, God, and we'd be blessed this day. And you'd be honored and give glory to your own good name. And what you do, Lord, for us this day, we do and will thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Job 19, we're looking at verse 25. It says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." I just got a simple little thought this morning. Amen. I've been thinking for the last couple of weeks, sort of off and on this, and I was thinking about some things we've never seen, but the thought I have this morning is just pretty simple. One day I will.
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of things I've never seen, Brother Keith, and I'm going to see them one day. Amen. I'm going to see it. I was thinking about today's homecoming. And really, you know, when you have a homecoming, that means that you go back to somewhere you've been before. Amen. I was thinking about that this morning, and I was thinking about one day I'm not going to have a homecoming. I'm going to have a home going, Brother Dennis. I'm going to be going home, amen. And I'm going to, for the first time, see everything that God's got prepared for me. And I'm going to see the face of my Redeemer, amen. Job tells us here, he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen. I thank him for that. Praise God, I know the same thing. I've got a Redeemer this morning, Brother Jonathan, and I know he lives, amen. They put him on that cross back yonder, and they did bury him. He did die, but thank God the third day he come up out of there, amen, to live forevermore. Thank God defeated death for me, amen. Praise God that I could come to know him and live forever. Thank God I know my Redeemer liveth. Amen, Brother Hyde, this thing ain't no game. Amen, this ain't no storybook. This thing's real, and he's real. He's real in my heart, amen. I've never seen the face of my Savior. Never have. Not with these eyes. I've seen him by faith. Amen. The Word of God tells us we're to walk by faith and not by sight anyway. Amen. I've never seen him, but I will. Amen. That's as good as written down, buddy. You can't get no better than that. That's a promise. Thank God, Brother Keith, one day I will. Amen. I'm going to see him one day. You know, I got to thinking about it. And Brother Hyde, it dawned on me. Lord showed me that there's some things in life that we get great benefit from.
Yeah.
And we don't have to see it to get it.
That's right.
If I sit down to eat a meal, Chris, I could close my eyes and never see a single bite before it went in my mouth. It would not stop that food from giving my body nutrition that I might go on. Amen. You say, what are you getting at, preacher? You don't have to see or understand everything about God to get the benefits from it. Amen. He said, just believe me. He didn't say try to figure everything out. He said, just believe me and trust me and walk with me and obey me. Amen. He said, I'll take care of it. I don't have to actually see everything God's doing to benefit from it. Is that right? Amen. I don't have to control it neither. It don't have to be within my hand for it to be real and for it to happen. Amen. He's got it in his hand. He's got it. Is that right? Some things I don't have to see. Amen. It'll still benefit me. Boy, I thank God for that. I'm glad it ain't up to me, Brother Todd. I'd mess it up. Amen. I'd make a mess of everything if it was up to me. Like I've heard some men say, it wouldn't do if I was God. I'd kill everybody. Including myself. I wouldn't have that kind of mercy. I certainly would not have one in me if I even had the ability to die for somebody else. Let's just be honest. Oh, but what mercy and love. Thank God. Thank God. I've never seen him. One day I will.
Amen.
One day I will.
Yes,
Brother Hyde, I can remember back when I was lost, when I was in sin.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no way I could have imagined seeing myself where I'm at today.
Oh, that's right.
Ain't no way I could have seen that.
No, sir.
Ain't no way I could have known what it felt like. Hey, man. You like that song, Do You Know How It Feels?
Amen.
I ain't no way I could have ever figured out with my human mind or reason, Brother Keith, what it feels like to know you're a child of God and feel that peace and that joy and that love in your heart. Amen. Ain't no way. I had never saw that before. Never understood it. My goodness, I tell you what, I thought saved folk were crazy. I did. I thought these all like that crowd I grew up with. I told you that before. I was raised in an old full gospel Pentecostal church. One of the three men in there, and they wouldn't even let two of them speak. The only thing they ever let the other do was play guitar while the rest of them sung. Women taught every class. Pastor was a woman. Associate pastor was a woman. Every Sunday school teacher was a woman. You say, you getting on women? No, I'm just telling you, they's out of order. Is that right? But I'm going to tell you what, when I got grown, I thought everybody was like that. I thought every church was that way. I thought it was all nuts. Falling out the floor and trembling like an earthquake going on or something. Blah, blah, blah. Ain't no God there. I know that. And I was lost. I had that much sin, Justin. No, that wasn't God. I know what it was. But I was a little kid. It scared me to death. I didn't want nothing to do with it. I thought, unto the good Lord, if that's church, I don't want nothing to do with it. Ain't no way I could have seen the truth.
Right.
Ain't no way. But you know what, Brother Keith? God,
yeah.
Oh, in His ultimate knowledge and wisdom,
oh, yeah.
I could just imagine every time back then, when I think to myself or I'd mouth some foolish words and say, buddy, I'll never, never see the day and I'll be a part of that crowd. I can imagine God sitting up there thinking, oh yeah, one day you will. Sure you will. He knew that. I didn't know that, Brother King, but he did. Bless His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Dennis,
yes,
I did not see God open up that Red Sea so Moses and the nation of Israel could pass through on dry ground that day.
Right.
I did not see that.
I
know it. I know it's right.
Amen.
Let me give you an example. I thought about this. Brother Joe spent 7 years down there on the mission field in Haiti. Brother Joe's come back. He's talked to me. He's talked to everybody in church. He's told us what it's like to be on a mission field in Haiti. I've never been there. Never been there, Brother Johnson. I've never set foot on the dirt in Haiti. Never laid eyes on it. But Brother Joe told me about what it was like to be there. Because of that, I got a little bit of an idea. Not from experience, but just from knowledge. Say, how you know that? Well, Brother Joe testified of it. He's a witness. He told me. How do I know Brother Joe knows? Because he was there. How do I know that book's true? Because I got a witness.
Amen.
Hey, man, I got one that can testify of it.
Yes, sir.
Amen, because it don't matter if it was from Genesis 1:1 to the end of time. Praise God, He already knows. He's already been there.
Amen.
Amen. And His testimony, Brother Buchanan, is certain and true.
Right.
Is that right? Thank God I can trust His testimony.
Amen.
I don't have to have seen everything that the Word of God tells me to know it's right, Brother Hyde.
Right.
I know it's right because God said so.
Amen. That's it.
And I have no ground to stand on to argue with God.
Right.
Or to doubt Him.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Praise God. Well, that will make you jump a little bit.
Right.
Thank God He knows everything.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm walking in the dark. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but praise God, He does. As long as He's got me in His hand, it's going to be all right. Praise God. Woo! Thank the Lord. Woo! I can't fully grasp everything I have in Christ, Brother Hyde, but one day I will.
Amen.
Woo! One day I will. Thank God.
Yes.
Brother Todd, the Lord said one day, then Christ is going to rise first.
Right.
Said then those that are alive and remain
right.
are going to meet Him in the air.
Right.
I'm going to get that glorified body.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to tell you what. I know what a joy it is to my heart to be able to try to worship Him down here, Brother Hyatt, and to praise Him and to speak of Him to others.
Amen.
Woo, just to worship.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And just enjoy the good things of God, Brother Dennis, in this old sinful, wicked flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. But one day, one day I'm going to get that glory. Oh, praise God, Brother Hyde. I'm going to feel the love of God with a glorified heart.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to see Him with glorified eyes.
Yeah.
I'll see Him as He is.
Amen.
Amen. Woo, I'll be able to bow glorified knees. Oh, and just praise Him forever and ever. Thank God. Boy, I'm going to tell you what. I can't see that now. One day I will. Oh, thank God. One day I will. Boy, praise God, Brother Donald. Can you imagine? Can you just grasp in your mind how wonderful it's going to be? To be like Him. Oh, my goodness. I'm so frail and weak and pitiful. Oh, my. I fall so short, Brother Aaron, of what I ought to be. I can't do anything to the extent I want to for Him. I can't do Him justice. But one day, when I'm made like Him, I will. You ever thought about that?
Yes, sir.
Thank God. That's His glory now, Brother Keith. He's going to do that for me. That ain't none of my doing. That's just a good loving blessing of Almighty God. Oh, man. I've never seen a band of angels worshiping Him. One day I will. I've read Revelation, Brother Dennis. We're all over around that throne singing praises to the King. And I've seen that in my spiritual eye. And by faith I've seen that as I've read it and imagined it in my mind. But I've never actually seen such a throng of believers in one place at one time in one unison. Amen. All together. Thank God, praising Him. Perfectly, and doing Him justice,
yeah,
praise God.
Yeah.
Thank God one day I will.
Yeah,
Brother Hyde, I can't imagine what it'd be like to get up and not fail or sin a single day.
Yes, sir.
I can't make it one day. I want to. I try to. And as soon as I let my guard down and I ain't thinking just for a split second, Brother Logan, sure enough, some thought will come across my mind, or I'll do something stupid and have to say, God, forgive me. I cannot imagine what it'd be like to live sinless. But one day I will.
That's right.
Because of Him, Brother Hyde. I'm trying to glorify Him this morning.
That's the best way.
I ain't worth 2 cents. But thank God He's worth more than any amount of wealth or riches you could amass. If you had a billion worlds just like this and you could bring together all the gold and silver and money in every one of them and lay it in a big pile, it wouldn't even compare to Him. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Lord. What a great Savior. Is that right? Brother, I mean, him was talking on the phone for a minute last night, and I like what he said. I told him, the Lord didn't move my heart. They're different. I was going to probably preach from this passage. And he said, ain't that amazing how God revealed that to Job?
That's right.
Job didn't go to the library and learn that in a book. Amen. Job didn't get it in a fortune cookie. Amen. God put that in his heart. God revealed that to him, that he's real.
Amen.
And he lives. And he's going to stand on this earth one day in the latter days. He revealed all that to him. And Job said, praise God, and one day I'm going to behold him. He said, even though I'm going to die, he said, I'll still stand in flesh one day and behold him. Job knows he's going to die. We all are. Is that right? Don't matter. That's just a stepping stone. From here to a far better place. Is that right? That's just passing through a portal. Right? Praise God, that's just opening one door and getting me out of here.
Yes, that's it.
Now, I thank God, Brother High, for every blessing.
I do too.
He's been good to me in this life.
Yes, sir.
Especially when I didn't deserve it.
Yes, sir.
I'm not complaining and I'm not poor mouthing. But I'm just telling you, one day, I'm going somewhere.
Yes.
Y'all heard me say it before, Justin. Heaven is not going to be a bigger, better version of here.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people think.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Their favorite race car driver dies. He's up there running around the track for Jesus. That's foolishness. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Favorite ball player dies. He's up there running touchdowns for Jesus. Some singer. Oh, he's up there singing all that opera for Jesus. You better get out of here.
Right.
You believe that, you got a serious problem.
That's right.
You got a serious spiritual problem.
Right.
Eternity with Him is not going to be a bigger, better version of here. It's going to be so good, here don't even compare to it.
Right.
You know, the Lord, in that Bible, don't really tell us a whole lot about what we're going to do when we get to heaven. Tells us some things, but it really ain't a lot. It's really not. I know what we're going to do, Brother Jonathan. You know what we're going to do when we get to heaven? Whatever He tells us to, and we're going to love it. That's what we're going to do. That's my answer when people ask stuff like that. We're going to do whatever pleases Him, and we're going to absolutely be thrilled just to be able to do it for Him. Because He's worthy.
Yes, sir.
Is that right, Brother Hyde?
Yes, He is.
Oh, thank God, thank God. There's a lot of things I've never seen in this life. There's a lot of things I never will see. Amen. One day I will. Can you get a hold of that this morning? You're a child of the King. Boy, what awaits you in glory we can't even imagine. And we'll sit here many a times and we can't even get a holy grunt or amen out of us. And I'm guilty too. We ought to be ashamed. Boy, God, He's beyond good, Brother Hyde. He's beyond good. There's a lot of things I don't understand. Don't matter. God wanted me to know it. He revealed it to me.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm starting to understand some of these things, Brother Todd.
Yes.
I'm 23 years been saved now. Honestly, I just now really feel like I'm just starting to scratch the surface and learn some things.
Yes, sir.
I mean, beyond kindergarten stuff.
Right.
If God wanted me to have something or see something or experience something, it happened. How much time you reckon we waste, church? Waste! Chasing after things.
Yeah.
Dreams, hopes, and desires that ain't the will of God. I'm glad I've learned just a little bit that you go to do something, if things don't pretty well fall in line and the pieces of all the puzzle doesn't fit together, there's a pretty good chance of you chasing something that ain't the will of God.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do is turn around and go back where you started from and get back on your knees and pray and say, Lord, I think we had a miscommunication, and it's my fault. I think I misunderstood you.
Yes.
Instead of being bullheaded, amen. Whew. That's me. Y'all pray for me. Oh, help me. I'm so bullheaded I already have horns on my head. but I know my Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let me give you this. It says in verse 27, whom I shall see from myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Now, please, I believe the Lord wants me to say this, and please don't take this wrong. I'm going to be tickled to death to see them that went on ahead of me one day, Brother Todd. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see them. That word behold, that's a special experience. You behold something, that means it just, it's special. I mean, you look upon that thing as though it's of a great price and value. You behold it. Is that right? There's a difference between just looking at something and beholding it. He's the only one, Brother Keith, I'm going to behold. I'm going to look upon a lot of things when I get there. Amen. I'm going to enjoy fellowshipping with all the saints. Many of them, most of them, I never knew. Some of them I read about in the Word of God. And I'm going to enjoy that. Oh, but He's the only one I'm going to ever behold. He's the only one that'll ever be just that special thing. Oh, my. Can you imagine what it's going to be like to lay eyes on Him who died for you, Chris? My, my, my. How could you have any other reaction but to hit your knees and just want to praise Him and thank Him and praise Him and thank Him and praise Him and thank Him and just love on Him? One day I will. Is that right? One day I will, brother. I'm going to see things I've never imagined. My puny little human mind couldn't even comprehend it. That's how great God is. He's bigger than our puny little mind, Brother Dennis.
Amen.
I'm not knocking none of us or calling none of us idiots. I'm just saying we're limited. God ain't limited. Brother, how can you imagine when you step into the gates and behold Him?
Amen. Amen.
Woo.
Oh, yeah.
You might still sing the same old song that's still in your heart now, but I'll bet you'll sing it in a tune you never sung it before.
That's right. Amen.
And it'll be loud.
Yes.
This is the quietest world you'll ever live in. I ain't the only preacher that's ever said that. I'm just passing it on.
That's right. Amen.
Thank God. Thank God. Some things I've never seen. One day I will.
Amen.
One day I will. One day I'm going one day I'm going to see all that He's got prepared for us.
Yes.
Not because I deserve it. Just because He just loves me that much.
Amen.
Brother Hyatt, sometimes I feel like that little naughty kid. You ever noticed that we'll tell kids, I don't know why I'm using this as a world example, but you'll get the point. Please forgive me if it offends you, I'm sorry. But we'll tell our kids if they're good, they'll get something for Christmas. And ain't a one of them good all year long. But Brother Todd, I ain't never seen a one of them didn't have something under the tree on Christmas morning. Now, I know that's worldly. But I'm going to tell you what. I got some good news for you. We fail and we fall down and we fall short. Amen. And we fail to be everything He'd have us to be and we'd want to be. But guess what, Brother Dennis? He still loves us. And I'm going to tell you what, buddy. On home going day, we're still going. And He ain't never told me I had to be good to go. He told me I'm going because He's good.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Ain't that right, Brother? Is that the truth? I'm going because of what He's done, not because of what I've done. If it depended on me, I wouldn't make it. I wouldn't make it. Would not make it. Brother Hyde, at what I told you about that Henderson lady, that song, I'm going to close with this. I feel like the Lord wants me to do this. I'll never see the day I'm a singer now. Y'all know that. I was not gifted musically. But that book tells me to make a joyful noise. And I've been trying to do my best ever since I got born again to make a joyful noise. I told Brother Hyatt, I sort of got this thought on my heart, I don't know, a few weeks ago, before Brother Hyatt even called me and told me he wanted me to preach this morning. And I was just sitting there listening to some music. And some of y'all that's been in this church for a long time remembers them Henderson ladies that came here one time. I believe it was when Brother Milby was here. Is that right? But had a touch of God on them singing. Is that right, Brother Todd? I had not heard this song in years, but I heard them singing it after God sort of put this thought on my heart. And I'm going to tell you what, like Brother Hyatt says, if I could have cut about four flips and run around the building, I'd have done it. I mean, it just touched my heart. I probably won't get the notes right, but I just want y'all to listen to this song. It's been a blessing to my heart since I've rediscovered it. And I'm going to try to do this and pray God get glory out of it. And get this sweat off my face so don't fog up these glasses. It says, I've never seen the face of my Savior, but serving Him has been such a thrill. I never have seen the gates to that city, but one day I will. One day I'm gonna walk on the street of pure gold, and they'll tell me the half that never has yet been told. I'll be united with loved ones on Zion's holy hill. Yes, one day I will. Said, since the day I first met Him, He's been all to me, and my life with joy He has filled. And I'm longing for that day when my eyes shall behold Him. 'Cause one day I will. One day I'm gonna walk on the street of pure gold, and they'll tell me the half that never yet has been told. I'll be united with loved ones on Zion's holy hill. Yes, one day I will. I'm done, Brother Hyde.
That's good, buddy. God, that's what we got to look forward to. Amen. Bless the Lord.